IL Women Podcast, the source of her sport. Well, welcome back to the Playing Catch Up Podcast. It's been a while. Alyssa, Rachel, so great to see your face, although nobody listening can see the beautiful faces I'm looking at right now, but it's been a while. This podcast is powered by Unleashed Overnight. Rachel, how was Unleashed Overnight?
Oh, it was so fun. We were at Bradenton at IMG. Oh, it feels like a long time ago, but it was just about 3 weeks ago with Kylie O'Miller and Katie DeFeo and 18 incredible young women. We had a great time. It was a ton of fun. I think these girls, like, you watch them develop from the first session to the last, and you just see like the growth and the bonding, and just reminds you kind of what it's all about. So we had a great time, and believe it or not, gearing up for our West Coast Unleash overnight in December in San Diego. So super excited to get another one of these in this year.
Awesome. Well, Florida to California, you guys know how to pick certainly. I'd love to go to San Diego. Count me in. Kylie and Katie looked like they had a blast down there. And on the topic of Kylie, this podcast is all about Athletes Unlimited. We have ushered in the AU Pro era. Let's talk about it. Let's break it down. It is unlike the previous two women's professional lacrosse iterations we've seen. Rachel, Alyssa, format, let's talk about it. What is the format? Do you like it? Do you not? Alyssa, kick it off.
So there's aspects of it that I like. There are aspects of it that I don't like. Personally, I like the mixing up of rosters. I wish I could there could be a happy medium somehow. And maybe this is just a working model that I'm not involved, that the committee runs with. But sorry if you hear me, there's a plane going over my head. I'm outdoors, so but anyway, there are aspects to it that I like. I like the changing of rosters. I like getting to see from week to week the changes and the adjustments that you can make and different pairings. What I also like is to see, I know Dempsey Arsenal drafted a lot of similar players, so she's having a little bit more consistency from her two times as a captain. But what I don't like, I am still waiting to see if I change my mind, but I have a feeling that I'm not going to like, is that it's one individual champion instead of a team. I think that can get a little hairy, and I mean, we just don't know how it's going to end up. But you know, what I picture is like, what if the top three are all on the same team at the end of the day of the leaderboard of the last game or whatever? And then, you know, how is that? It's so anticlimactic. Like, I love team sports. I love championships. I love winning with people. And so to me, I feel like we're all just going to be like, yay, good for that one person. And so that is something that I want to see it, because I might change my mind. And I'll eat my words, but that is where I'm hung up.
Rachel, where do you stand on everything?
I agree with Alyssa on the individual winner. I think it's like taking a team sport and individualizing it is hard to wrap my brain around. But I understand, having obviously been involved in the previous version, like what we were trying to do on the women's pro side wasn't working for a multitude of reasons. So I appreciate the creativity in trying to switch it up and see if this model is more successful long-term, but I am really struggling with the, like, every person for themselves kind of concept. But I love seeing the connections. I absolutely love that a defender is like number one points leader. you know, when this was announced, I was like, how's the defense going to score? Like, this feels like it's an attack focused league, but we've got a goalie and a defender and two of the top four. So I love however they model that out. I think that's super, super cool. And you know, I love to watch the women play and celebrate together. I think we miss lacrosse so much the last 2 years professionally. So watching these incredible women have a stage to play on and like compete, I think is pretty cool.
It's I love the format, and here's why. I think in week one, Kylie drafted like what ultimately was this badass team full of names we knew and vets, national team players, World Cup winners, and some newbies in the college game that we'll get to in a second, but they kind of steamrolled the competition, and it was a race for second place or a race for, you know, not to be bageled on the weekend. I love that flash forward four players that were on Kylie's team then became captains. You know, I like that every single week there's continued buzz. It's not just the games on the weekends. You know, for us in a news cycle, we're covering the draft, we're looking ahead. You know, what are the possible connections we're going to see? I also love seeing the chemistry that's developed in just one week. You know, it's clear when you look at a team and you see previous college teammates on the field, they're looking for one another. They can't help it. You know, this past week we saw Taylor and Kayla, you know, former, you know, college rivals, but certainly national team players for years. You see that chemistry, but then you look at the chemistry between players that have never played with each other before. Like, you know, I say Kenzie Kent and Alex Oss this last weekend, the two of them just looked for each other. I mean, Kent is just, her vision is unbelievable. And Alex is just a sniper finding seams in the 8 meter, getting herself open. When you think about like that chemistry is just being established within, you know, three or four practices before these women are taking the field. I really like that. You know, you look at all the defensive systems. I mean, almost every defense we saw this weekend, sure they played man, but a lot of them were throwing in zone defenses too. So it's like, you're working together, you're getting to know one another, and you're doing that in less than a week. I thought that was really cool. And Rachel, you mentioned the points. I think the player executive committee, I was talking to Michelle Tumalo before AU Pro debuted, they really did their homework when they created this points model. You know, when you look at, you have, you know, a defender leading the way, a middie, a goalie, and an attacker. I mean, that's about as balanced as you could hope in a sport that, you know, when we're talking about the college game on this podcast, we're talking about a lot of attackers. We're talking about a lot of players that rack up points. So it's cool to see players like Kayla Wood, segueing to our next topic, sit on top of the leaderboard. You know, now she's heading into her third week in the number one spot. So it's really cool to see players that are earning those types of points, individual points, team win points, but nice to see a little bit of diversification in positions. We've also seen a lot of breakout stars. That was topic number two. Rachel, defender in the crew, Kayla Wood is on another level. Talk about her.
Yeah, I mean, you said it, she's on another level. I think, like, I'm shocked that the defender's up top at the top of the leaderboard, but it's been, what, you said 3 weeks now, right? So I just think she is just a complete player, like, super speedy. You know, I think when somebody comes out defensively, when you come out of a system and then you've got to go play with new people every week, it's really hard because you don't know their habits and what they're doing. And she just has adjusted so well to every team she's been on and has been able to make a difference. And the fact that she's like 60 points ahead of the next person who happens to be Dempsey Arsenal, who's like one of the best players in the world, is pretty impressive for a rookie. I mean, they're all rookies in this league, but for somebody that's truly right out of school.
Alyssa, you wrote about this in your column earlier this week on IL Women. You know, for Kayla Wood, she's coming out of North Carolina alongside a lot of big names, Emma Trenchard, Taylor Marino, Jamie Ortega, Katie Hogue. You know, she flew under the radar in Chapel Hill, and now she's the star of AU Pro early on. You know, what have you seen in her performance that you like? And do you think that her performance might solicit an invitation to US training weekend someday?
I certainly think that. I think she's making a case for herself in the biggest way. You know, it's not like she is just coming out and, you know, just playing and being consistent. She's being an impact player in every game. And I think that's really key to focus on. And it's just so funny. And it just goes back to why North Carolina has been so good for these past few years is just like the unbelievable depth that they have in their system is just incredible. That, like, you know, we talked so much about those names and, you know, now the star of AU Pro is also an alum from just a recent year. And certainly, you know, she had a great career at North Carolina as well, not to take anything away from that. But just to see how much she's just broken out is so impressive and so incredible. And just shows how well they're coached, how good that they are doing at developing players that they can just go into a different system and succeed. And for that reason, I really do think like at US, she would also be able to do that same thing as well.
And, you know, I feel like for Kayla and some of the other players we'll talk about, they were made for this rule set that we're seeing. It's a faster game. It's a game that, you know, really can be dictated in between the 30s off the draw. And it's, you know, shorter shot clock, 60-second shot clock. You know, I love the fact that we're not seeing 8-meter setups. You know, there's a lot more onus on that the attacker. You're seeing less fouls defensively. I think Kayla's just absolutely crushed it. I mean, she's doing so much work on the draw. It's fun to see, you know, she scored a goal first weekend. It's nice to see the defenders that are really sparking, creating offense. Some other breakout players we've seen, you know, we talk about the goalies in the U.S. system, for instance, you know, Liz Hogan, Gussie Johns, they're not playing this week, this year in this league in AU Pro, you know, for professional conflicts outside. You know, Kaylee Waters is suiting up, Taylor Moreno's still in the college game, but we've really seen a lot of breakthrough stars at the goalie position. Rachel, Britt Reed, she's a captain this week. And Katie Glynn, Loyola grad. I mean, she's doing an awesome job in this league. What have you seen out of those two goalies and some other breakout stars you've had your eye on too?
Yeah, I was, you know, when you look at the top list, there, you know, there are some surprises in there. And I think, you know, you think Kaylee Waters is going to be far and away the number one because she is Team USA and an incredible goalie. But Britt Reed, as you said, and Katie Glynn, like I got to watch Katie Glynn play in college, and she's a good goalie. And I think like hasn't had the opportunity to play professionally until now. So, you know, I think consistency is really important and working with their defenders, not necessarily, it's a non-traditional model, right? You're obviously trying to score points, but there's other ways to get points. So for these goalies shifting, you know, it's about saves, but it's about a bunch of other things too. So trying to adapt to this model, I think Britt and Katie have done a really nice job with it.
And breakout stars, I mean, is she a breakout star? Is she not? Kenzie Ken. I mean, I love the fact that we're finally seeing her take the field again. You know, aside from her super senior, you know, her final year in Boston, you know, we've seen her play more lacrosse in AU Pro probably than we saw in the first 3 years of her career, which is so cool to see. She just keeps getting better and better. I loved watching her play this past weekend in particular. She really stepped into that offensive facilitator role. You know, she's definitely a player where I know she's been in the US team mix, but she's making, you know, I think a strong argument for herself. She is just, you know, when her team needs plays to happen, she makes them happen. Game winning assist, day number one. Game winning goal, day number two. She's so smooth. She's so confident. I've really loved watching her kind of continue to break out at this level alongside certainly a lot of players she didn't have the opportunity to play against in college. Kayla Trainer was coaching her. Kylie O'Miller, certainly a contemporary there, but it's fun to see her kind of get to the next level. Alyssa, any more breakout stars that you have your eye on heading into week three?
Yeah, so I want to quickly add to Kenzie Kent. I think that, and my one thing about the stats is I wish, and there might, like you said, you had talked to the committee about the stats and they put a lot of thought into it. And I'm sure there's reasons to why assists are worth 4 points, but for someone like Kenzie Kent, who just, you know, she's a playmaker. So she's not always the one that's doing the scoring. Sometimes, yes, but she does so much to set her team up where it's just an easy catch and shoot. And I think that is so valuable. And it, for, you know, to take it a step further, teaching kids that that's super valued is important too. So just the, and obviously someone needs to go and finish the job and put the ball in the back of the net. And I don't think that that should be taken away at all, but just maybe a little bit more acknowledgement points wise or on the assists would be, you know, maybe something moving forward. And again, this is the first year, so we have to, you know, learn and adjust, and it's never going to be a perfect system. But I think someone like Kenzie Kent is a product of that. You know, I think she could have been a captain if she had a little bit more. She had so many assists last week that, you know, who knows what would have happened coming off of a 3-0 team where she was really the quarterback, but just wasn't necessarily always scoring. So who knows? But switching subject, my other breakout star is my husband's favorite player, Lindsey McCone. And this has gone back from Northwestern playing in the Final Four in 2019. He loves her. It's so funny. He's like, that's my girl.
I didn't Lindsey McCone. This is fantastic.
Yeah, he's going to start making t-shirts. So Lindsey, let us know if you want to get in on it. And he's right. I'm a fan too, because the biggest thing is she rides so hard and she's just so gritty and fun to watch. And, you know, she can put the ball in the back of the net. She can, you know, be a feeder. She can take the draw. She's a great defender. It's just, she's your do it all kind of girl. So, you know, that's my breakout star too.
I know she's not a breakout star, but we need to talk about Alex Noss for like 2 seconds.
All right. Let's talk about it. This actually segues in. So I was talking actually next on my agenda that I added in after I sent you guys the agenda. So this is a bit of a surprise, but Rachel, you hit it. We're going to talk about players that have been like longtime vets that we're excited to see in this league. Yours is Alex Noss. Take it away.
I mean, so Alex Ost, you know, talk about somebody who is just like living her absolute best life. And I'm so here for it. And I've loved watching her journey over the last year. You know, she's a supermodel now, a swimsuit model. And like, we've watched that sort of happen live, you know, through her social media. And so she misses the opening weekend, which in this system is really difficult. You miss a weekend, you miss out on the points. Like it's really hard. One of the challenges of this model is that people can't miss weekends for really anything without exemption. And they gave her an exemption, obviously, for the Miami swimsuit show or whatever it was called. And so she's down right a weekend because she's missed it. And now she comes in the second weekend and absolutely crushes it. 5 goals, game winner. Like she just, you know, left the field and came back on. We haven't seen Alex Ost in 2 years. She's not in the US system anymore and has really been focusing on her modeling career. So for her to come in, unexpected for me, but like she is excellent at what she does. And I think it's just proof that like, you know, she's been working so hard and is able to fit right into the system. And I'm so happy to see that from her, and like, so happy to see kind of which, you know, she's got two incredible career paths now and see kind of where it lands. But, she, for me last weekend was a breakout.
It's also crazy, like you said, like Alex Ost, she misses a weekend of point totals, and she's still sitting on the top half of the leaderboard. So it, like, talk about making a splash, and I do. I mean, she's, whether or not she wins, she's our rookie of the year in lacrosse, and we're so proud of Alex. You know, I think it also really shows she's not just a swimsuit model. She's not just a pretty face. She's training like an athlete. For her yep. ability to maintain her strength, her endurance, her power, and through the training regimen that she's done, and hop on a field literally fresh off a runway and play as well as she did. And also, like, she just has the biggest smile on her face. I mean, that's just not just Alex, like all these women that we're watching on TV, they're having so much fun. It's so fun to see. But yeah, I mean, she comes in and it's so fun. Players that we haven't seen in a while and play so well. Elsa, who's another player that you've seen really shine through the first 2 weeks of AU Pro that's been, you know, a mainstay in the game?
Okay, I'm going to be biased, and I hate to do it, but I gotta. Becca Black. No one gives Becca enough love. And like, okay, she's one of my best friends, so whatever. Give me hate. But like, the girl doesn't get beat. And, you know, I just think that she is just so damn good. If I was Becca's teammate, which I once was, but if I was on the defensive end with her, I just wouldn't slide. Because sometimes when you slide to help Becca, it's like, then you pick her off because she's so fast. She could just catch up. If someone gets a step on her, she'll just catch right back up. She goes into like turbo mode and just gets back in position. And I just think that she's so underrated. You know, she's been picked high up on the draft frequently. But I just think that, you know, she's just one of those really subtle players, probably because when she's running by everyone, it looks really easy for her. And it just like comes easy because she's so athletic. But I just, you know, she doesn't get beat. She doesn't make mistakes, and she just is solid.
She, so that was going to be mine. I was actually, I texted Josie Owen, and if Josie, you're listening, text me back, text this whole group, because I want an AU Pro jersey, and not like the t-shirt that you can buy on the website that has the name and everything. Like, I want the Nike jersey that they're wearing. Where can I buy it? I wanted to buy a jersey for Dempsey. And, you know, I think it's really cool. We are all moms to young girls that we can now put CBS Sports or FS1 or, you know, have the YouTube going all weekend long, and our daughters can watch. Granted, some of our daughters are younger than others. They don't know what they're watching, but, you know, the fact that we can have that on television and they can see women playing the sport that the three of us love and work within is really special. So I wanted to get her a jersey, and I was like, you know, what jersey do I want to get her? And obviously Syracuse bias, but removing that, I love the way she plays. I was like, I want a Becca Black jersey. Like, I want to throw a Becca Black jersey on Dempsey. And when she starts playing, you know, show her the importance of unselfish team play, how important it is to your team's success to just go after every 50-50 ball, like your life depends on it. She plays with such an unselfish intuition. I just love watching her play. I also have to shout out, I mean, I do love watching Haley Warden play too. You know, she's a player that I like, she wills it to happen. You know, she's not the fastest player on the field. She's not the flashiest player on the field, but she's one of the smartest players on the field. And I think that's what leads to her success. She does all of the little things to help her team win over the course of a game. It's what won JMU the national championship game when she was a senior in college. I've loved to see kind of her career continue to take off, and for young players to get to see a little bit more of Haley Warden. Rachel, you need to go soon. We're taking 30 minutes out of Rachel's very busy PLL schedule. It's a very busy summer for Rachel. We love her, but we want to know, what do you want to see more of? Let's talk about that before you need to hop off.
With AU, what do I want to see more of? I mean, I love what's the content that's coming out. I think they're doing an amazing job. I would love to, this is like one of the things as I'm watching this from afar, as somebody who hasn't been on a team in 15 years now, like they're all just hanging out, right? You see them at the ice cream store, you see them with their dogs. Like I love those stories and those kind of like off field kind of things that we don't get to see, those anecdotes you miss. Obviously the on-field play is amazing. All those highlights, love them. But like, let's tell more stories about the women, about like, there's obviously, Alyssa talked about it. There's a lot of room for drama here. It gets down to the end. Are you picking people, that are close in score to you to keep them close? Or are you not picking them because you want to beat them and run your score up? So I want to hear more about what that behind the scenes, like what's happening there when people have to pick between their college teammate and their US friend, like all of those little dynamics that I think I'm sure are happening. So like more of the off field stuff I'm interested in.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Like, do you pick a friend late in the game? Do you pick someone, like, do you pick a Kenzie Kent if you're a goal scorer? Like, she's going to get you the ball to put it in the back of the net. Alyssa, what do you want to see more of?
I think it would be cool to just like, you know, we're talking about, you know, I think that assists should be worth more. You know, we're just having this banter. I would love to, not that they owe us this, but I would love to just have the committee just be like, this is, you know, our thought process and this is how our minds were working. Cause I just think it's really interesting. And I think it's cool that this is so unique. And although I am still not sold on the individual champion and that I wish it would be a team championship, I think the leaderboard and like bonus pay structure potentially for that, if there could be a hybrid, that's my take on it for now, is like I wish there was a hybrid team championship, but then you can still have an individual champion at the end of the day so that we get both of our fill, because I think the stat and leaderboard thing is awesome. But I would just, you know, I'm curious to see like, how did this 12 points, 4 points, 6 points, minus two, how did that all come to be? So I just, any like insight on that would kind of be cool to just like know.
I'd love to know. I'd also like, that's a tough job to stat this, to keep track of all of this, to point this. Like, I would, yeah, we definitely need like a AU points breakdown for dummies guide. We can work on it. We'll get it up. Patrick McEwen, actually, Inside Lacrosse, he's all over it. He's been putting out those graphics of points leaders and, you know, team points, stat points. Well, that's a project for Patrick. Rachel, we're going to continue on the conversation, but you need to go. We are going to talk US sixes next time Rachel is back. We're excited to chat about that. And we'll also talk some PLL summer, what Rachel's been up to. Rachel, see you later.
Bye, guys. See ya.
Bye, Rachel.
So listen, now we can talk about Rachel because she's gone.
Finally.
one thing you and I need to talk about, Rachel, is that we are just blown away about the mom she is. And she's such a special mom. She balances it, makes it look easy. You and I want to model a lot of what we do after someone like her. We're seeing moms. They call themselves the mom squad. Amber Falcone McKenzie, Holly McGarvey Riley, and Amber Hill absolutely crush the mom game and crush AU program. What's that been like to see for you?
I think it's awesome, you know, just having a 6 month old and seeing them back out there, you know, leaves the door open. Not that I would take it, but it's like cool to, I think my hamstrings would pop open, but it's just awesome to be able to see. It's so special. It's like makes your, you know, you give little, your tugs at your heartstrings to see Amber's kids in the stands. And just to know that they're watching their mom play in the, you know, it's a third iteration, but professional women's lacrosse, and the first time to play that Athletes Unlimited has happened, that they are a part of it. And I know Amber's very, well, there's two Ambers. Amber McKenzie is heavily involved, and she's been like, this is part of her hard work coming to fruition. And it's really cool to see. And it's so special to have, you know, the little kids in the stands. I know that Amber Hill's daughter is a goalie, and to watch her mom play at such a high level and play well is so special. I just think it's awesome. I'm so happy to that, you know, we've seen it on the women's soccer side for many years, and to now see that transfer over is awesome.
And I mean, you said it, it's like watching them play. I actually, you know, I think all of them were 09 graduates, if I remember correctly. Holly might be 08, I can't remember, but they were playing when I was playing, and I feel like I would break in half if I stepped foot on that field. But not only are they playing and doing well, I mean, they're playing the fastest version of this game I've ever seen. Maybe other than sixes, which we'll talk about next time, but it is like, it is remarkable that, you know, it's 2021. These women graduated over a decade ago, and they are playing and absolutely crushing, the fastest version I've ever seen of women's lacrosse. And it's so physical. The athletes are, you know, bigger, faster, stronger. We talk about it all the time, than they've ever been. It's been really cool to see. Another thing we've seen, again, you and I are mothers to young girls. We are also dog moms, proud dog moms of two dogs each. The dogs of AU Pro, Michelle told me there's 14 or 15 dogs staying there. They're also an integral part of Athletes Unlimited. It kind of makes sense if you're a dog owner. You can't just pop off for 5 weeks and leave your dog with someone. What has that been like to kind of see the snippets? Could you imagine bringing Ollie to pro lacrosse for 5 years?
No, I can't. I think both of my dogs are really weird and like crazy. Like Pete is a total ringleader. He wants to, he's the party starter at puppy daycare. He's always the one that has dogs chasing him. And then Ollie is a little stuck up. So I think Ollie and Pete would kind of just pretend like they didn't know each other and have their own relationships with the different dogs. I wish there was like I think they should just do like an Instagram story, like, you know, series, because that sounds like heaven to me. Like, I just love dogs so much that like 14 dogs, like I would just love to be there. Like, I would sign up to like take care of the dogs. So if anyone needs that next year, I will volunteer. Yeah, I think it's awesome. It's hilarious. And I wish that my dogs could come and play with them.
It's, it really is. We need to get a slideshow. We're working on it. Slideshow, dogs of AU Pro is going up an aisle.
I love that.
I feel like Chewy needs to
a calendar. They should do a calendar.
They, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. No, calendar. I'll do it so I can make the, I'll get 10%.
Okay. All right. You'll get $1 million because that's the best idea.
That's going to sell out.
Maybe it's not. Maybe people that are still listening. I don't know if people just dropped off because Rachel dropped off. Maybe they'll tell us if they like our idea. Or not.
Yeah. Yeah, so, let me know. I'll get into production ASAP.
I take all these pictures. One thing I love is the captains. They're changing. You know, we've seen Kayla Wood. She's a captain again this week. Dempsey's a captain again this week. Kylie became, you know, a two-time captain, making her way back into the top of the leaderboard. But it's fun to look at like the different picks that these captains are making. So if I'm giving you, we're each going to go through and make, let's like pick five people. Cause I think if we draft, that would be a lot. So who are, you can go first because you're younger. Who's your first and why?
Okay. My first is Kayla Traynor.
Okay.
Because I think that she is just the best. So, or one of the best, I think. And she's dynamic, so she can take the draw if we need her to take the draw. She's a, you know, she proved in the first week that she's worth taking first.
Okay, I agree. I'm going to take Taylor Cummings.
It's good. I feel like
it's a good one, right? I know. We were texting back and forth. I mean, it is so amazing to see the young players get out and like have this opportunity, but it is super cool at the same time to see older players that have been out of the college game for a little while just go in and continue to kick ass and take names. And I put Taylor in that category just like Kayla. The draw is so critical in this. It's critical in every aspect of lacrosse, but I really feel like the draw, especially because of how fast the game is and how much shorter the shot clock is in this game than the college game. And Taylor does it all. She causes turnovers. She makes smart plays. I mean, obviously we don't need to talk about her. She has 3 Wartons. You get it. You know why I picked her. Who's your number two?
Okay. All right. I'm nervous that you're going to take my next one, but I'll just have to go with it. I'll take Kenzie Kent.
Oh no. all right. Well, we already talked a lot about her and why it's a good idea to take her. So now you have Kenzie setting up Kayla. Just cause I know you want, I'll take Becca then because
I knew you were going to do it.
So when you said, I know you're going to take her next, I had that in my mind. I was going to.
Okay. Fine. I'll need a midfielder. So I will take Murray.
All right, that's a good one. I don't know if this is a good idea or a bad idea because you've got two baller attackers. I'm going to take another midi just because I think that she also facilitates a lot offensively, and I'll take Dempsey.
Weird. You took Dempsey and I took Kenzie.
For those listening that don't know, that those are our daughter's names. I didn't think about that though. That is funny.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to take the points leader and take Kayla Wood next.
Oh, that's a really good one. I was thinking about taking her as well next.
That's my fourth, right?
Yes, that's your fourth. Okay. All right. I need, I'm going to take Samo though.
That's a good one.
I forgot about her and it's about time I take it. So why not take a
Torton winner? fair.
Good place.
Okay, then I'm gonna round it out. So I have 2 attackers, 1 midfielder, and I'll take Caroline Wakefield.
Ooh, that's a really good one. All right, based on your team, since we're only doing 5 picks and you fielded a full roster, I'm gonna take a goalie because you don't have one. That's really important.
They are important.
So I'm definitely going to take a goalie. And you know what? I'm going to give Q some love. And I just absolutely love that she's doing it all. So I'm going to take Amber Hill.
Okay.
She's going to come be mom squad, and you're out of picks. You don't have
a goalie. I am out of picks. I don't have a goalie. Looks like it's Oscar, the garbage can.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll round out our rosters next time. I actually want to do this and see who Rachel would draft, because I feel like she'd probably just
that would draft be fun.
Much better.
All defenders.
Team. Yeah.
She's going to
crush it.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, good chat. I love that you're in the great outdoors of Lake Placid, and enjoy the rest of your time up there. Good luck. I heard you're playing, so that's going to be super fun. And
I'm definitely not playing, and Hallie knows
that. Wishful thinking. Well, if anyone else needs just a last minute addition to their team, if you're short numbers, this is letting us know. Alyssa's up there. She has her stick ready to go.
I didn't bring a stick or cleats for a reason. So intentionally, in case anyone needed someone to make sure they knew I was not an option.
Well, maybe one. Great chatting. So happy to be back on the pod, and we'll be back soon.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
IL Women Podcast, the source of her sport.